everybody. Welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. Thank you for joining us this week. This is Chris Paw here with Tabitha.
Hello.
Jeremy.
Hi there.
And Kaizie.
Hello.
How are you all doing in your quarantines?
I haven't stood up since we last talked last week. I've been sweating. The scabs are awful, but you know what? I'm comfortable still.
Does your wife get exhausted throwing fish wrapped in newspapers into your area?
She just uses a wheelbarrow and just sits next to me, and I just back my head in like I'm fishing.
She's like, I can't just feed him. He wants to hunt.
Yeah, life's good. Life's good.
I had Nick Yurick's girlfriend at my house quarantine with us for a while, which I don't think is social distancing, but I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
No, not at all. In fact, they weren't very distant. They were adorable.
Gross.
Well, you know.
I don't understand.
Wait, are you supposed to stay 6 feet away from the people inside your own house, too?
Well, that's not the issue. The issue is, like, she came from outside of our house into our house. She's bringing the germs that she accumulated from her stay wherever the hell she lives.
Well, you should get real aggressive about it and just always be nude and, like, have some shit rubbed on your thighs and, like, a little on your chest.
No, I mean, as aggressive as I got is...
That 6 feet away from me vibe.
She brought food, which is a good way to tame the fatty. It's like, here, have some Hot Pockets. Okay. She brought Hot Pockets.
Okay.
But she's a good egg. I like her a lot.
She gave you Hot Pockets, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm biased at this point, but she also she's also into some other, like, nerdy shit that I'm into, so. Okay. But they're both, like, major, major theater fags, so, like, I come out in the middle of the night with having a nightmare, and they're watching, like, Mall Flanders. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I am aggressive. Like, I'm in my underwear smoking on the couch, like, just angry.
Oh, God, that must be awful. You bet you look like something out of the X-Files, just smoking in your underwear. I picture your hat on. You still got the don't call the cops hat?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Depending on the night.
Yeah, depending on if I can grab it, like, before I open the door, because it's like I'm having a nightmare, so I'm, like, trying to process it and then go back to sleep. So
it's so funny to me. I want you guys to really, like, realistically put this image in your heads. It's just Jeremy and Tidy Whitey's wearing a hat. You're basically on an overnight date, just watch it, trying to have a date night in. And Jeremy comes out smoking in his tidy whities, wearing his hat, and he's just like, he's clearing his throat a lot. it's just very phlegmy.
Ugh. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
It's there. Thanks.
Yeah, it's truly one of the awful things.
Do you ever put your hat on? You said, if I think about it. So obviously you have actually thought about it and said, hey, let me put my hat on, but not pants.
Yeah, but not pants. Because I figure everybody's asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
So why are you putting your hat on?
Because
he's...
comfort.
Because on his, because his hat covers the part that's not intentionally bald.
I haven't shaved my legs since the last time we did Time Traveler. So that was, I'm never shaving my legs again. That was a nightmare for me.
Did you do it or you probably just did it wrong?
I mean, I used to shave my entire body and like,
Are you going to tell us that was the part of the hot Jeremy era?
No, that was not part of the hot Jeremy era. That was part of the methed out Jeremy era where everything felt like I had bugs crawling on me. So.
Hell yeah. The PSAs were right.
And it was like, it was Colorado, so it was dry. So I was like, it's dry. There are bugs on me. When I feel like there are bugs on me, I got to shave. So I just shaved my entire body.
There ain't no bugs on me.
Yeah. So no, I
bugs on me. I ain't got no teeth. Not me.
No, this is definitely not hot Jeremy. Ugh, that was gross. But no, I shaved my legs right. It just like, you know, even with all the lotion that I put on it, it still like felt like I had bugs on me like for the next week.
I'm convinced more than ever that hot Jeremy was just a fever dream of methed, slick, hairless Jeremy.
God, that must have been. I believe it. And after seeing those cop photos, I believe it.
God, it's fucking repugnant. It's just.
Wait for Easter, buddy.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yes.
Is this seasonal thing now?
Yeah. It's taking seasonal, messy, gross photos.
You know,
I decided not to do Good Friday because I didn't want to waste the blood that Kristen bought.
If you do photos like that for every holiday, I want them to become part of the flyers for like all the urban shows that are like that are like pre. There's always like a pre Labor Day show, or it's always like whatever holiday is the closest to the date of the show.
Let's use one and just call it an all white party. Sexy cop Jeremy. Oh man. It'd be great. I'm very excited for the Easter Bunny. By the time this comes out, they're already gonna be out. So
yeah. You know what? Here's a, I just thought of the perfect caption for that picture, the cop picture of Jeremy. It's YM Oy Vey.
Maybe that's
like YMCA. Because he's a cop.
You gotta time it better, buddy.
Yeah. No, that's very funny. I just I could have should have been worded better.
Yeah.
Something.
It was okay. You tried.
You make a meme and just put it out there. Then it'll be real funny. It's the wrong that's vehicle. True.
You're correct. I think you're right.
Yeah. I give you permission to use my image for said meme. Since that's a thing that has to happen now.
It's cheap to stay at the YM Oy Vey. I'm back.
There it is.
I recovered the joke.
There it is. So Tabitha, how is your quarantine?
Oh, it sucks. Just losing it, you know. I've been having a lot of panic attacks. So it's just like there's been like no other activity besides just like playing Animal Crossing and listening to like rain sounds. It's like gotta get my heart rate down. gotta get my heart rate down.
Yeah, like on YouTube.
Just like listening to like 10 hours of thunderstorm sound.
That's as I do that too. When I, like, about 2 years ago now, I guess, when I was like one of my worst depressions, when I got on meds and shit, was that 10-hour. I would watch those pimple popping videos that are weirdly relaxing.
Oh man, then, I can't do those.
And then thunderstorms.
I can't do the pimple popping ones.
They're so satisfying.
They're real. Like, pimples are really, really gross to me just when they're on other people. You know, like, I'm cool with, like, whatever I've got going on. Like, it's like, whoa, cool, gross. But as soon as it's on anyone else, I'm just like, don't make me look at that. Come on.
I have a huge cyst on my knee.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The doctor, every time I went to the doctor, which has only been like 3 times since I was a child, they said, like, yeah, don't worry about it. So I've never worried about it. I've had it since I was like in high school. It's like the size of a golf ball on my knee. Like, I wanted to get one of those pimple poppers to come in and look at it and see if they would cut it in front of a live audience during the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I could charge people money to come watch the pimple pop.
Yeah, people would do that. People love that shit.
They could just stay after. Like, they could, you know, stay after an ad hominem for half an hour and watch me get my knee cut open.
Kyle, and
Annabelle, that's what we're going to do for the Annabelle show.
Whatever's inside of that cyst would be the second weirdest thing you've had pulled out on stage.
It'd probably be bigger too. Yeah, I pulled my dick out for anybody who didn't know during a roast battle. I won title that way.
The joke is that Kyle's cyst is bigger than his dick.
This is the joke.
I would hope so. I would hope it's like 20 feet of stuff. Like, I really want to price of admission. Which would be bigger than any penis, so I have nothing to be ashamed about.
this is so true. Matter of fact.
It's a good point.
I'm for this idea.
Did you guys see Marlon today posted a picture of a crackhead getting her vagina eaten out on the side of the road?
No.
On Facebook, yeah. If you're not following Marlon Fears, just add him as a friend. He'll accept you. He's wilding out doing this thing. He's the best follow on the internet right now.
He'll accept you however you are. Just the way you are.
The best part of that video is she has her face covered, but there are like two dudes filming her.
Well,
it looks like she's giving birth and you're like, oh, this is a crazy video. Like, oh wow, look at these strangers helping somebody give birth in an emergency birth on the side of the road. It's like, no, they're crackheads and DC in her pussy.
I hope it catches on and a bunch of dumb young white kids start doing it, like the crackhead challenge.
Just eating pussy on the side of the road.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great video. It made my day.
Wow, and it just made mine.
Did you just watch it?
I did.
Good, dude.
Dang, I can't believe they haven't. Usually that shit gets flagged real fast.
It's still up. I watched it 8 hours ago. Nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's the pandemic.
Oh, shit.
No, Anthony Mayo can post tits. Marlon can post his crackhead videos.
They're great.
I saw Anthony Mayo's tit post today, and I think the trick is that when you click on it, it actually leads to a different website that like houses GIFs and shit. I think that's how you get away with it. Maybe.
Well, I don't. Or somebody, nobody reported it because everybody liked it. You know, that could have been it too. He might not be in a circle of Friends where he's got a Aunt Karen on his shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a racial slur.
What? Aunt Karen is now a racial slur?
Karen is now. Karen is now a racial slur, according to Twitter.
There was a real life Karen was one of those stories that she had posted all about how the coronavirus was a hoax to ruin the economy, so that Trump couldn't get reelected. And then, like, 6 days later, she was dead.
Yeah, that shit's been happening real fast lately.
Yeah.
My sister got it. My sister has it, and she recovered already. She got her test results today, and she's like, I'm already feeling better, and I've already passed the protocol. So I'm like,
damn.
I was like, cool, good. I'm glad to hear it. So there's a good story. My sister had it. She's recovered, and now she's got superpowers.
Yeah, my great aunt has it. She's down in Florida, but, like, she's a little bit older, and she's even, like, she's still feeling okay. Like, I don't know how long she's had it, but she just got her test results back, and she's like, it feels like the worst of it's over.
It's killing people, but a lot of people are recovering, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a 90% mortality rate. That's what people got to remember. That's... You don't want to get it, but if you get it, it's not like, oh, shit.
It's not an instant death sentence, but...
Yeah.
A buddy of mine up in Michigan got it, and as soon as he got his negative test result, he started giving plasma so they could, like, look at his blood.
Yeah, that's what my sister already called about it, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Bad news for Jeremy and I is it hits fat smokers pretty hard.
Yeah, but I've been looking up, like, positions to position yourself in to make sure that you cough out all the shit, like, just in case, you know, in case I decide I don't want to die, which happens sometimes. I had a good day today, and I was like, how can I get rid of this if I get it?
So what are these positions? Because I am a former fat smoker.
Yeah,
I'm still smoking a Juul, so I'm in this. I didn't even know this.
I just have to point out, could you imagine if Trump did one of his press conferences and he told people to look up positions to lay in, to cough it out? Is that going to help?
I don't think so. I don't think him doing it would help. But basically the idea behind these was like, they're positions that they used in countries where they didn't have ventilators and their death rates were lower because they were, you know, it's basically like bent over the couch. And
so downward dog.
Kind of. Yes. And then like on your side and shit. And like
me right now. Sweet.
Yeah.
COVID-19 yoga.
I don't remember who. I'll have to go back and look at it again, but
please send it to me. I kind of want to know that.
All right.
Not all joking.
All right. I'll find it before I do my next thing.
I really feel like that's what happens. Like, if that were explained to our president, that's what it would get regurgitated from his dementia brain, is like he would just start recommending yoga.
Gotta do the yoga.
We're hearing big things about yoga. The best.
Now, I can't imagine he would promote yoga. It's too liberal, dude. Yoga is very liberal. I fucking hillbilly Republicans don't do yoga. I didn't even know what it was until I went to college.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Very faggy.
I want to see a Confederate yoga class. People rolling out rebel flag yoga mats.
Yes, yes.
And breathe in. Breathe out. Y'all.
Y'all.
Your cousin walks around naked while you do it.
It's just a collection. It's a collection of positions that are maximum for holding an AR-15. Gotta stretch with your AR-15.
There's a video of like a militia training class where they have just a bunch of boxes of TV, empty TV boxes filled with paper, and they give everybody like a box cutter and they have to stab it to death. Pretty wild.
Jesus.
And then one guy goes fucking nuts and you're like, oh shit. He's a psycho.
Yeah. Wow. That one's the McVeigh in this group.
It's got an email. Looks like someone else I know died of COVID.
Oh fuck! Sorry about that.
Jesus, damn. Sorry.
Call around CSB. We're doing a memorial show for him tonight.
Yeesh.
Yep. Well, he was real old.
Oh.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, man. Is it
Peco Bob?
It was unfortunately not Peco Bob.
Hey, Peco Bob comes to the Ad-Hom Attack Show, doesn't he?
No, I think he sends spies.
Peco Bob.
That's fine. He's buying tickets.
I don't know if he's paying.
I charge him every fucking time.
I don't know which one he is.
I'm a dick.
No, we do have some CSB callers that come to the show, but yeah. I don't think Peco Bob is one of them. Westside John comes, and Steve Z's come a couple of times, and Keith, well, he's not a caller, he's a host, but, you know, he's there as much as he can be, so.
Yeah.
CSB is represented.
I think Keith has been to at least half of every show we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Yeah. But at any rate.
So people are dropping like flies.
More or less.
Nuts. California's seceded.
Good for them. Good for them, frankly.
Chris Klein's doing?
He's hanging in there.
Is he doing okay? Yes.
Much to the detriment of whatever he's hanging on to. Because he's huge.
He's very svelte now. You be nice to him.
He is. I just talked to him on Sunday, and he looks great.
Yeah, he's ready for a revolution.
He moves to California and we get beautiful Chris Klem.
He's got to keep up with the Joneses.
Exactly.
He was an Ohio fucking 8. He was a fucking California 4. He had to get in shape, fat dump. His big, strong ox fucking Midwesterner. Like, dude, he's a catch. He goes out there, he's just Midwest trash.
Physically, I'm sure he's fine. I think mentally, it must be tough for him to be quarantined with no one to bully.
Damn.
Yeah, because he can't bully his wife. Kristen's no slouch.
Yeah.
She's the best.
He's strictly an online bully these days.
And this is the perfect time, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get him on next week. How about that?
So he can bully us.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the pictures of the, there's some libertarian dudes were protesting in Columbus.
I saw.
About the shutdown, and one of them had like full-on makeup of Guy Fox mask.
If I remember correctly, the one that I saw in the full-on Guy Fawkes makeup also misspelled Constitution on his sign.
Yes, he did.
Hell yeah.
I wanted so badly to hear that he got arrested, because I want to think that he had put all that makeup on just to end up in jail getting his stupid face fucked by some hardened criminal with coronavirus.
Jesus. Getting that corona dick.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man.
This is the last thing you cough on before your own sputum is going to be my jism.
Yeah, oh no, the libertarians in Columbus are putting themselves in danger. Who's going to not buy my album now and then unfriend me after a week on Facebook?
Oh no. Man, Columbus is a goddamn shit show right now.
Sure. Why is that? Is it just are their cases up real big or?
That's not as big as Cleveland, but I think it's because Cleveland suburbs got hit really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, well, we see also, those.
We're lucky we're testing that. First. Yeah, the Cleveland Clinic is here, so it we got testing faster. They came up with one of the tests.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were testing before they even shut stuff down. I think. Or it was like right when we started, I guess. We were testing up here. Because I had a friend get it like right away. He got a test and it was like, he came back negative. Mm-hmm. But then it came out and they're like, oh, there's like 40% test results in the beginning were maybe positive, negative, or negative positives or whatever it's called. So it's like, oh, how good was it?
Damn. Yeah, I worked with a girl that her mom worked at the clinic, and they had like just started testing like the week that we shut down, and we ended up shutting down before like a lot of other people.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you can still get an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've.
I know, because I look at Uber Eats every goddamn day.
Oh yeah, fuck, I forgot Uber Eats, duh. But you can actually get into a car with a stranger still, which is
It gives you an alert like please only travel if you absolutely need to, but like you're still in there with a fucking stranger.
Yeah.
They're probably all just fucking like truthers at this point that are driving Uber, and it's just like all the worst people. And you get in, they're like, take that mask off, bitch.
Right, I got DoorDash, and the girl was like, not like standing real close, no gloves, nothing. And I was like, oh boy, okay, you, I see.
I haven't been masking up, but only because it feels weird to wear like a bandana and not be robbing somebody or starting a fight.
Yeah, I've been out to work a lot in the grocery store. I haven't worn a mask or gloves. I just wash to keep up.
Yeah, my hands are fucked up from all the hand sanitizer.
I'm terrified. So I go as hard as I can.
I don't even know where to get a mask.
You made one.
Yeah, I made masks. I like handmade masks.
Out of what?
Canvas.
Oh, okay.
You want 100% cotton, and you want it to be like a really like sturdy fabric. So when you like hold it up to the light, no light comes through like the weaving of the fabric.
That makes more sense than tying up a bandana.
Yeah, so I used one of my old Lush bags, and I cut pieces out from that, and I didn't even use a pattern, but like I just like kind of like fitted it onto the face and like made adjustments as I went, just sewed the pieces together and like sewed ties onto it.
Oh yeah, you have a washer and dryer in your building, so you can just wash them like right away. So.
Yeah.
Word.
When I was working at a moving company last year, we moved the dialysis center, and they were throwing out like tons of paper towel, like paper towels and like jugs of hand sanitizer and shit like that.
Damn.
So I have a big jug of sanitizer.
That's good.
That I keep at work with me and stuff.
We were able to find, we found like toilet paper and paper towels at like Drug Mart. So.
Like, yeah, I've seen a few gas stations that still had like things of toilet paper.
I bought a bunch of Drano in case I don't have it and I have to wash my ass in the tub every time. I good did, idea. Though. I mean, that was my, I was like, toilet paper's going to run out. Then what are people going to need? Drano. That's what I'm stocking up on. That's what nobody's buying. It's 3,020 over here, fellas.
That's a good idea. I should probably get some for my shoot. Because it's not going to drain as easily as sour cream.
Mamma mia.
Alrighty, so we have a list of possible nominations for the Ad Hommies, the Ad Hommie Awards.
That's right. The Cleveland Comedy Awards are delayed, so we are bringing you your award fix. I hope you're ready.
You get to vote on things.
Yeah.
Your vote matters here.
These are the ones that we want to see anyways. These are the categories that people want to vote on. These are the real issues.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, these are not fixed. We're not the DNC.
Uh-uh.
So the way it's going to work is we're going to put up a Survey Monkey, all anonymous, and then we're going to pick the winners.
Yes, the difference between us, and the DNC is we don't give a fuck who you nominate for.
Yeah, no.
Vote for.
Yeah, so this will be up on the group, all the groups, unless the Cleveland group kicks us out after this for being mean.
We're not.
Well, who runs mean. The Cleveland group? Marty?
Marty and a couple other people. I think Marla's an admin there.
And, Marty's not going to kick us out.
No, well, we'll see. I've banned people for dumb shit before, so who knows?
This is a podcast. We're being artists. God damn it!
Yeah, we're giving the people entertainment during these uncertain times.
And also, there's this, Jeremy. Today's Friday, so your job before this episode drops is to become an admin of that group.
There's no way that Marty will make me an admin.
No?
No.
What if you buy him a bunch of Pepsi?
I just spent a ridiculous amount of money on a new logo for the Cleveland Akron Comedy Group, so I'm not buying Marty a bunch of Pepsi.
Well, damn, there we go.
I was front spending my stimulus check on art. So. But, so yeah, that's where my money went, sorry. It was going to be tattoo money, but I was like, you know what? This is better than the tattoo, so that's what I decided to get.
Yeah, I feel it. I want to buy myself a Nintendo Switch with mine.
The Republicans were right.
I sit here and I'm like, man, you know, they're dogging us and saying we're going to spend it on bullshit, and it's like, man, I got bills to pay and everything, but you know what, like, I don't really need that much money to pay my bills.
You know what, though? That is exactly what they want you to do with a stimulus. That stimulates the economy.
Yeah, they want you to buy the Switch. They don't want you to buy fucking cans of food.
I'm already doing that anyway. Like,
right.
Cans of food are 88 cents, like 40 cents, whatever. Like,
yeah.
How many fucking cans do you want me to buy?
That's $1,198 worth left to spend on a Switch. Yeah, you're right. My math is a little off.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my stimulus money yet. I may go on a vacation. I may use it to go on a vacation.
Can you still get it if you are working?
Everybody gets it, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're talking about giving a bump to the essential employees, too, which...
What if, hypothetically, you haven't filed taxes in, like, 4 or 5 years?
I don't know.
They're probably not going to send it to you.
Oh, shit.
Or they'll send it to you and then send you a bill for 3 times the amount.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. Maybe they'll credit it towards the taxes I owe.
Yeah, probably. That's what they do. I mean, we had to pay into taxes, and I was like, fuck you. I'm not sending you a check. And so they just have been taking my tax return for
a year.
So I think I'm getting money this year. I didn't get money last year.
Mm. So the ad hominis. So the categories are, and
you want to read them one at a time, or are we going to read them all off?
We'll do one at a time. First up is most delusional comic, the comic that has the most delusions, I guess, that has no idea who or what they are. Now, I nominate Chris Paul for most delusional comic.
I know exactly how shitty I am.
I think we're going to be able to nominate Chris Paul for a lot of these.
Yeah, man. These are the Chris Paw-ies.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you do know how shitty you are, so there is that. But there are a lot of people that don't. They have no idea how shitty they are, so... This is if you want to let them know, hey, we know and you don't, then nominate your pick.
This field is wide the fuck open. There's a lot of people. Almost everybody could possibly fucking win this, you know? I don't think enough people like or hate me or know who I am enough for me to win, but I'm probably delusional too. We are doing a podcast that one person listens to. So. Yeah.
We're doing a podcast that one person listens to, and you're doing a comedy festival in a city nobody cares about.
Oh, damn. We're still doing it, though.
Kill him.
Bad Marv Connor loves Akron. And you love Akron, too. You know you do.
I do love Akron. I started in Akron. People still think I'm from Akron.
You are. You're an Akron comic, whether you like it or not.
I can't stop. I got brought up as from Akron when I was on a road gig because that's where they met me.
Jeremy, you can go anywhere.
It is what it is.
You can go anywhere in the world and you just have the Akron stink on you.
Akron stink.
It's now because I live with Urich, so it's the West Virginia stink is rubbed off on me.
Even worse.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, that's...
The West Virginia stink.
Biscuits and cousin jizz.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
And Cole.
Cole, yeah. Can't forget Cole. So our next award is most unreliable comic.
I'm gonna go take a piss. I'll be right back.
All right. So Kyle Honhorst isn't very reliable when it's podcasting time. He hasn't pissed, so I'm nominating Kyle for most unreliable comic. But at the very least, he didn't wet his bed.
I was gonna nominate myself. Because honestly, the amount of, like, deep down I may be reliable, but the amount of shows I've backed out of last minute, hoo-wee, I feel like that puts me into the running.
I mean, but have you backed out day of?
Yes.
Yeah, you have. That's true.
I have. I try not to, but I have. That's the real reason I stopped going to open mics. It was because the shame of backing out of the show. Can't show my face around here anymore.
Really, Tabitha, your whole comedy career, and that's the part that you're ashamed about?
It is. The only thing I'm ashamed of. Everything else were learning experiences and, like, really fucking cool. So, you know, this, you know, disappointing people is the only thing I'm ashamed about.
That's the thing about comedy. Most of it just tastes like shame.
Damn. That ain't the truth.
What are we talking about?
Sucking comedy's dick.
Most unreliable.
Yeah, that.
Which right now you're in the running because you didn't pee before the podcast.
Well, I have a small little baby bladder. So I did pee before the podcast.
To go with your small little baby dick? Ooh.
Damn.
Sorry. Oh, God. You said light me on fire.
Well, guess who's not unreliable with the hot burns?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tabitha's the one who has all the sick burns.
Yeah.
That's me. We know it.
So next on the list is most likely to hit you up for money. And I nominate Chris Paw.
Yeah, I was going to say
again, yeah. Agreed.
Maybe in our little circle, but the wider community.
Yeah,
maybe
if it's
also Chris Paw.
If it's strangers, Chris doesn't exactly hit up strangers. We know a couple people that do, though. We see you out there hitting people up you barely know for money.
Drag them.
You're talking shit, but they might be a Nigerian prince. You never know, you know?
Does it count if they offer you a stress ball?
No, that's a sale, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a sale.
I got mine. You can't see it on the podcast, but mine is in my drawer at home, and it's autographed. And I got a free Marty. I got a schizo fucking stress ball, bro.
Yeah, I've got a couple of stress balls in one of my totes.
Gonna fucking name me on this one when we have how many heroin addicts do we know?
I mean, they're more likely to get my actual nomination. But they also haven't done comedy in a while, so there is that.
Yeah, do they qualify?
Exactly.
That's a good question. I mean, who do you want to nominate out there? Do you want to nominate the guy that hasn't been around in 2 years, or is there a new fella or lady that is hitting you up for money, possibly in a GoFundMe? I don't know.
Ooh, I don't know this tea.
That's what we're out of the loop, kind of. So you got it's up to everybody, the voters. Yeah. We don't care who wins.
You guys gotta tell us who you don't like.
Yeah. We have no idea. We're not coming to your stupid shows. Well, we might if you book us.
What shows? Shows don't exist anymore.
We're not doing your goddamn Zoom shows because you're not booking us for them.
That's it. That's the only reason I'd love to do a Zoom show. Just kidding. I would hate it, but
it seems so sad to me.
It does. It's like, come on, can you just go without it for a little bit? Maybe write. Like
you're in your living room, and then you tell comedy in your living room, and then it's over, and you're still in your goddamn living room.
You know what I wish they would do on those at-home stand-up shows on Zoom is each of them sing one line of John Lennon's Imagine.
Do you guys want to do an ad hoc We Are the World with Cleveland Comics on Zoom?
Only if they hold hands and get COVID. Speaking of holding hands, our next award is Creepiest Comic. Who is that comic that you are afraid to be alone with?
Because, the field is wide open. Ooh. It's wide open.
Interpret it however you must.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have...
Fuck it. Sorry, guys. My cat's about to light himself on fire.
Come on. I've seen the list, and it just now occurred to me that that might be the category that really that we really get some blowback for.
You know what? I don't care, because quite frankly, I have spent the last 15 years having everybody tell me their story, and this is a chance to do it anonymously. And if you win this award, then you are not doing your fucking job and keeping things quiet. So you should be afraid.
Yeah, don't be a fucking creep. How about that?
It's not hard to not be a creep. It's really not.
Yeah, but let me ask you guys this. Do you pussy work?
I was about to say, you know what? Everyone might be like, ooh, wow, this might be the most polarizing, like, oh no, creepiest comic. Like, no, it's just the do your pussy work guy. Like, that's the only one in all of this. Do your pussy work. That tops it all this year.
Does he count? Does he count because he's not a comic? He's a hypnotist.
He is a hypnotist, but he is working twice a month at the Funny Stop once the quarantine's over. I wish I was making that up.
Him and Dustin Diamond.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Don't write in Louis C.K., you hacks.
Yeah. Your bits made if you write in Louis C.K., yeah.
We all know.
Yeah, everybody locals only.
Yeah.
Hot live locals.
Oh, yeah, hot dude. Live locals want to be creepy to you at Comedy Club.
Tabitha, did you say you were having trouble getting your unemployment?
Oh, don't worry. I know where my talents lie.
You're making mukbang videos?
You said it yourself. I had a pretty good setup last week.
I bet you if you get a 500,000 views, if you eat an entire Dairy Queen ice cream cake on video.
Holy shit. I had a friend who did amateur feeder stuff, and I was always, like, so jealous. Like, dudes would just send her gift cards for, like, $35, like, Boston Market, and just, like, video. Eating this, and she's like, okay, like, that sounds amazing.
I believe those are also called pay pigs.
Dude, what a industry. What a bunch of weird people. That's great. Good for
me. I've just been waiting. I haven't been actively searching, but, you know, it's just like... manifesting, just thinking about it, you know, one of these is just gonna roll into my DMs one day.
It kind of pisses me off because I'm not going to a Buffalo Wild Wings right now because people who like to pay people to watch them eat want to live. Like, it's kind of shitty. I'm kind of over the social distancing. Like, let's clear it out.
Speaking of clearing it out, best comic to go smoke during their set. Who is? It's time for a break from the rigors of show business, because I am done with this shit. When this person comes on stage, for a while, for me, it was Chris Klemm. He was my smoke break comic, and I did that on purpose to antagonize him.
Damn,
when he was new.
It could go one of two ways, though, because also I'll do that during people I like, but it's because I've seen all of their shit already, or if it's new shit, I don't want to see it yet.
That's actually a great different way to look at that. I just assume, like, fuck, Tabitha's up. I'm going to go get a drink and smoke a cigarette. I do not want to see her shit again. And it's not you, Tabitha. I'm just using you so I don't shit on Logan Rashaw.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, it could be someone that doesn't write a lot of new stuff, even if you like their five.
Yeah. Like, if you've seen them a million times do the same 5 minutes all week, and you know they're going to do the same 5 minutes again next week, it's cigarette time.
The right new material award.
Yeah. So.
Or.
I got no room to talk.
Alternatively, it could be somebody you just fucking can't stand to hear talk.
That's how I interpret it when we first came up with the category. It was almost like, this is the worst fucking person to see. And so that's how I'm going to vote it. Maybe we should, you know, think about separating it. I don't know. We'll just leave it. How do we want to interpret this? Nobody's going to listen. They're just going to write in whoever. But.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I think we'll just leave it as is.
As is. People can make their own interpretation of it. And whoever gets the award, they will feel a certain kind of way about it.
Yeah. And if it's the most delusional, then, you know, they think it's just because everybody likes them. And they're working hard.
Oh, no, I hadn't thought of that. What if there's just one awful person that just sweeps these awards?
like somebody we know.
Yeah.
What if Jeff Davis gets nominated for each one?
I think Jeff's going to fucking kill. He's like Titanic right now, I think, in this thing.
Do you guys think that people are going to think this is rigged when DiPerno wins 7 of the 10 awards?
Yes. I mean, obviously. Well, this is an award DiPerno won't win because he's so down on himself. The Suck Their Own Dick Award. Who will not stop talking about how fucking great they are? And they don't talk about anything about other than how good they are at comedy. You want to know.
Here's an expansion on that, though. They won't stop talking about how good they are at comedy, or how many shows they run, or how good they're just all around.
They suck their own dick. They're sucking their own dick all the time. Mm-hmm. Who's sucking their own dick the most?
Yes. Who has popped the most cummers in their own mouth?
Cummers.
The old cummers. Who knows? There's a lot of people out there that love the taste of their own dick. You know who loves the taste of their own dick? Jeff Davis. And he got his own award. It's the Jeff Davis Award for who is going to take advantage of the COVID-19 crisis and make a benefit show about it first. Who's going to be...
No. It's more specific than that. I like the way Kyle worded it. Who will be the first comic to exploit the first comedian who dies of COVID-19?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
So when you die, Jeremy, and then we have a big ad hoc attack show, and we make a bunch of money on your memorial, and then we use it to buy everybody a Nintendo Switch so we can quit comedy and play Smash Brothers together.
We can all visit each other's villages on Animal Crossing.
Yay! Yes.
Jeremy Shearer.
We could be the Jeff Davis if you die, Jeremy. You could be Jeff Davis. But you play it.
Yeah, so if Harrison Poole takes a turn for the worse, who's going to do the Harrison Poole benefit show? Oh, so he's the only comic I know that got it.
Oh, he's
fuck, Harrison got it? No way.
He said something about, like, he recovered from it. on Facebook and shaved his head.
I know someone else who thinks they have it, but I don't know if they want me to say it, like, on the air.
Fair, fair. Yeah. Man, that sucks. Harrison had a good at-home. I mean, he's still alive, so he's going to come back, but...
Yeah, I like that kid. I'm glad he recovered.
At the Jeremy Shear Memorial Show. It's 12 hours long.
There's that call. There's that call. We're gonna
auction off a Razor scooter.
But it's a lease.
Holy shit. Or
should we auction off a Volkswagen? Because they made some of the ovens.
Ouch.
You gotta go with the Volkswagen, buddy.
Right.
Get yourself
We'll auction off a Volkswagen with 80,000 miles on it.
Just remember, it's gotta be leased. speaking of leases, who has the worst lease on life? The comic who is the worst at dealing with their mental illness? This is the big one that I'm pushing for.
This is the one you gotta win this, huh?
Oh, was that your plan this whole time, Jeremy?
No.
Was everything to get this award?
Yeah, I'm the only one that's actually stabbed people at shows, so I probably...
Hold on, you, Jack. We need to hear that story at some point. I didn't know about that.
Oh, I've stabbed people with keys and shit. But when they do Christopher Walken impressions. But it was enough to hurt. And
I can't believe...
Oh, wow.
I'm going to come and cough on all of you. I know where you all live. Wow.
I won't it's open the door.
I'll just fall through it.
No.
Using my girth. Either that or I'll just have the kitty scritch at the door. You won't be able to resist.
Right.
But there are other people that are worse at dealing with their mental illness than me. At least I'm medicated, and I've stopped openly threatening people.
Openly. And
openly. Behind closed doors, it's another matter entirely.
Yes. But strong nominee.
Yeah.
Strong nominee.
You're a young Leo. You're a young Leo. You probably won't win, but people are gonna be like, "He got snubbed. He got snubbed." These whole awards are. There's so many people that are gonna see this that are doing open mics and shit. And there's gonna be people we don't know about. I think they're gonna win this, and they're gonna get called out and probably quit. And it'll probably be the best thing to ever happen to them.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this could be somebody's wake up call. They're not
provided, assuming comedy ever happens again.
Yeah, right.
Good point. We also have worst joke. Which joke are you goddamn sick of and you never want to hear again?
Everybody's got one. Everybody's got a joke that they fucking hate that somebody tells.
I don't think this one is in the running because he hasn't done it in a while, but I fucking hate hearing about seagulls.
Who does the seagull joke? I don't know that.
I don't know that.
It's Joe Whalen.
That's been a good 5 years at this point, Jerry.
You have no idea how many fucking times I had to hear that joke. It was a nightmare. There are people that started doing the joke with him. That's how often we heard it.
Yes.
Is it a bad joke?
Like Andrew Dice Clay.
It was not popular, I assure you.
And he just really was working it.
No, he was. This was not out of love, I assure you.
Okay, because I have that ladle joke I tell all the time, and it's a fucking crutch. You know, everybody's got a crutch. You got to if you want to fucking do more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, but it's different if you're doing your crutch at an open mic every week for years. And some people have those jokes. Like, if I go way back in time, I can think of people from fucking 10 years ago that I can still do their act verbatim because it never changed. And,
like Jay Leno.
Jeremy, do you remember this kid? He was probably in between our age at the Funny Stop. He was there all the time when I was up there with you. And he used to do a joke about eating cereal out of the top of the box, out of the blueberry, and eating the brains. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, my God. I fucking hated that joke. Like, if that kid was still around, he'd be telling that joke. And I would put it in. It was fucking awful. But, yeah, that's one that comes to mind. But he doesn't qualify. Fuck that joke.
No, I mean, like, I stopped paying attention to the people at the Funny Stop a long time ago. It's basically, if I can't hear you in the bar, I don't care. Because that means you're not projecting enough. What?
Who was the comic that you, Ryan, and I listened to a set on the podcast?
Tony Mazur.
You fucking had on the story and immediately trivia question. Boom.
We did a whole episode fucking ripping his stand-up apart that was on YouTube.
It's still getting listens.
It's one of the I've listened to it recently. It's one of my favorite, the meanest things we've ever done.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is, hey, you know, any of these, don't forget that name when you're nominating people for any of these.
Yeah. Well, here's one that he won't qualify for. Fattest comic.
The fattest one.
Who's the fattest? We need your help.
I would really like to win. I'm throwing my hat into the ring for this one. Like, I want you to say pound for pound, I'm the fattest person.
pound for pound.
I'm 5'6", dude. Chris Harvey's 6'4", 6'5". I'm 5'6".
You're a little. Fat.
Fuck Chris Harvey. Vote for me, fattest comic 2020. I want to win it.
I look like I'm pregnant with a ham. So, and
yeah, you're also very, you're like fat. Like, you're fat, like I worked, but I'm fat.
Yeah, I am just fat. Like, I have done nothing else but eat. Like, that's the kind of fat that I am.
Your legs aren't fat. You're not like fat all over. You're fat like my stomach is fat.
Yeah, that's all my fat is in the part of the body where you're not supposed to have the fat because it's going to kill you. Like, that's where all my fat is.
I got fat everywhere, but a lot in my stomach. Big stomach.
I would put Dave Herron around 5'9", maybe 5'11", on his tiptoes, reaching for a bottle of bourbon that he's hidden in the rafters.
I mean, a lot of that's skin, though. I think Dave's lost some weight.
Yeah, Dave's just tinty.
He's like pizza dough. He's been stretched out.
The competition is fierce on this one.
Yeah.
I think Dave Herron's probably, like, we're doing this shit on awards. Dave Herron, I love watching his set. Like, I don't hate any of his jokes. And I've seen him a bunch, but I like Dave Herron. I like watching him. He's funny. But he could be the fattest comic. He definitely could win this.
Yeah, I mean, Dave's in the running. Chris Harvey's in the running. You're in the running. I'm in the running.
There's some females, but are we trying to be that mean?
I mean,
Tabitha.
Yeah, it goes without saying. I'm fat.
Not you, but you got to be the one to call. You got to call the bitches out on being fat because we can't.
So I got to call the fat bitches out. Well, I'm the
Tabitha. Which one? Which idea do you hate the most, Tabitha? That he was nominating you for fattest comic, or that he nominated you for the fat bitch wrangler?
I just like being fat bitch wrangler.
Yeah,
because it's
I'm the fattest bitch on the block.
Yeah, basically, man. The amount I have been eating since I've just been stuck inside. Holy shit. Every time I go to the grocery store, it's obscene.
I mean, are you at... But Wanda Mayfield's writing into 600 Pound Life. I've watched that Instagram story.
This is true. I don't know if I'm that bad, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, so are you Wanda Hefty? I don't know. Are you Liz Blanc Hefty?
Depends on what angle you're looking at me from.
That's a good point. Because they're out there.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
He jumped right into a candle.
There's a large variety of comedians to pick from. Who do you think is the fattest?
I'll say this. I think all the fat comics are fairly funny.
Yeah, I honestly can't think of one.
To be honest with you, I think we're all fairly decent. And we're not all fat joke writers. It's a misconception.
I would also add that the funniest part to me is that fattest comic is probably the least offensive one out of all these to be nominated for.
We're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. Like we all know that we're fat. Like there's nobody that's like, you know, putting on a goddamn poncho so that no one looks at them.
Yeah.
Dave Herod wears that bird jacket and it like sticks him out. I love that thing so much.
It's the only one that's just kind of based in fact.
He came and he did my Lima show that I do, and it's a pretty popular show. And he shows up as
that
the
poor stage.
Fucking shut up. It's a good show. It's a good show. Him and fucking Kenny came out, and he shows up, but there's people they've never seen him before. They have no idea who he is, and he just shows up in a bird jacket. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. They didn't know he was a comic. They just thought he was from Lima.
You guys announced that lineup, and every wood plank in Lima got stressed the fuck out.
Wanda and I co-featured a night in Lorraine, and man, that stage was in pain when we were done. I miss Wanda. I miss hanging out with Wanda. She's the best.
Wanda's fun.
She really is. But that's the ad hominis. So the Survey Monkey will be up. Pretty soon after the episode drops, the Survey Monkey will be up. And you can vote. And it's anonymous, so no worries about anybody knowing how mean you are.
We won't even see them. We won't even know what you write.
That's right. Think of it as, what was that app that was out like a year, two, 3 years ago? You could anonymously tell people what you think of them.
That was a really dope time.
Yeah.
Flat fuck. That's a pet finder.
I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of it, but everyone.
Was it Kit Kat? Was it Kit Kat? Or
no.
No, quit naming candy bars.
Baby Ruth, dude. It was Baby Ruth.
It was Milky Way. Yeah.
Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
You're thinking of. You're thinking of Kik, which is an anonymous message. That's an anonymous messaging app.
And then there's WhatsApp, which is another anonymous messaging app. And then there's
another one that I use.
Chat roulette.
Omegle.
Telegram. Telegram's the one I use.
Chat roulette.
I'm trying to... Sahara? Was that the name of it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, it was crazy. It was one of those things that popped up and everyone was using it, like, at least once.
I was just using it to harass people.
I feel like it was around the time of the blue or gold dress incident.
Yeah, I was just...
How time passes.
I was just using it mostly to be mean to Tabitha.
He was just mean to me on it the whole time.
I wasn't mean to other people, but you were the one that actually reposted mine.
Yeah, because that's the thing, is the ones that weren't being mean weren't that different from the ones of you being mean. Like, they were all just like weird and mean, and I'm like, yeah, that one's Jeremy, but the other four weird mean ones are not Jeremy.
The one that's well written.
The one who articulates how much they want to come on an article of my clothing.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it did.
Coming on my glass, jerking off on your glasses, so you think that they're my glasses.
Yeah, I probably did that one.
Or was that one that was, like, actually real? Oh, God.
That might have been real. The one that I did was that I jerk off to the pictures of you as a kid.
I do remember that one.
That one was me.
It was fun times.
Yeah.
It was a fun summer.
The only messages I got on mine were, "You're an asshole." It was like seven of them. There was just, "You're an asshole."
Good. That was probably one of those. I don't remember. Don't remember what I did on it.
I don't remember using it at all.
I think I used it to plug ad hom attack shows, actually.
Probably.
I had the weird thing is, like, you can do that on Tumblr. You can turn on anonymous asks and people can do shit like that. But I actually had to turn off anonymous asks because exes of mine would just use it to fucking message me after I told them not to. So that's what I was worried was going to happen with the Sahara, but it thankfully did not. It was just people really wanted to tell me that I was an asshole.
That's good. It worked, but then it faded out real quick.
Yeah.
People couldn't handle it. I never did it. I never used it. I saw it. I'd read them. I'd laugh. So
turned out everybody
on their glasses so they think they're yours and it wasn't Jeremy. Dylan? Was that Dylan fucking tried to slide in?
I didn't even know Dylan then.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
He's a man on a mission.
It definitely sounds like something I would say. So,
never mind that, Jeremy. Is it something you did?
No.
I think
no.
We could narrow it down.
The only thing
that strikes me odd about it is I don't think that Jeremy comes.
I have in a while. I don't come. I just get wet like a lady.
Oh God!
It sucks. You know how much it sucks when you're at the urinal next to another dude and you reach down and pull it out and it goes squick. It's gross.
Oh, Jesus!
Yikes!
All right. Well, that's the part of the podcast. I think we've reached the end of the line for this week.
All right.
Votes. Vote or die.
Vote. Yes.
Make it both.
Comedy festival at Hami. This is all about you, the people.
Yeah. Or vote and then die. We don't give a shit.
There you have it.
Vote and or die.
All right. Do you guys got anything to plug?
We'll be announcing the Rubber City Comedy Festival fucking lineup in a few days. I swear to God. We had to get videos watched. There's some essential workers, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it still. It's TBA or TBD, excuse me, the date, but we're going to announce a lineup. We picked a lineup. We're going to go through with it because why quit?
Going to announce the date that you'll end up pushing it back?
No, we're not going to announce a date. We're not going to announce a date. We're going to get a date, then we're going to make it, and then we're going to see who's going to show up is essentially what's going to happen. But we watched the videos. All the work's been done. So we're just trying to figure out a plan. So I do have something to plug. So suck my dick.
They have Rubber City Comedy Festival.
AFLO's week is Chris Clem, so go back and listen to that.
There you go, Clem. Go listen to yourself on Jeremy's other podcast.
I've been listening to Hate Flow, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That's plugs. Are we all satisfied with our plugs?
Nobody's listening at this point. Chris has turned off.
I think we're satisfied. Are you, Chris?
Yeah. I'm going to bed now.
Well.
Plug anything. I think that's it. And that is the whole thing. I was going to ask you guys something, but I can't fucking remember, so... We'll leave that for a tease for next week. Oh, you know what it was? I was just gonna comment the fucking the Sad Boys logo with the face mask and Sad Boys Social Distancing Club.
Oh yeah,
made me laugh way harder than I want to admit.
I'm glad that was
the plan. That.
Yeah,
that was. That was all I was going to add to the plugs.
You guys got to print that t-shirt now. New merch.
We might. I just got a text I have to address. So.
Oh, really? Well, cool. Good.
I just found a stack of Sad Boy Social Club stickers that I will be using whiteout to make that merch, so you can just buy them from me counterfeit.
Damn. Gotta kill Chris, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Time to go confident, Chris.
I dare you to beat me to it. That'll do, pigs.
Peace.